House Bill 1110, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the circumstances under which absentee voting is permitted.
House Bill 1110 has had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. House Bill 1110 is designed to facilitate increased voting participation in what is probably a fairly narrow circumstance. This came to Representative Turnow's attention that some nurses from one of the hospitals in Sioux Falls indicated that they came in to work on election day from out of town so that they would, it wasn't a situation where at their lunch break they could run down and vote. They had neglected to vote absentee prior to that and were basically then, because of the nature of their work, prohibited them from getting off in time to cast their vote, unable to vote. There is a process in our law, which is in the part of the bill that is not amended, where you can, someone who is ill or confined can have a messenger prior to election day obtain an absentee ballot and return that absentee ballot to the register, to the auditor's office, and allowing the confined person to vote. What this bill would do is open that up on the day of an election to allow any qualified voter to use an authorized messenger for their to assist them in casting their ballot. Again, I think it would help people who are in critical service professions to perhaps correct the fact that they had forgotten to absentee vote prior to the election. I hope you will support the bill.
Further remarks on House Bill 1110? Any further remarks? Hearing none, then, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1110. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
No.
Adelstein?
APA?
Bartling?
Aye.
Bowe? Broderick?
No.
Dempster?
No.
Denwald?
No.
Dunifan?
No.
Early?
Aye.
Gant?
No.
Gray?
No.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
No.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Kelly?
No.
Klocek?
No.
Knutson?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Kleistra?
Aye.
Koskin?
No.
Linz?
No.
McCracken?
No.
McNinney?
No.
Moore?
Aye.
Napoli?
No.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
No.
Smith?
No.
Sutton Dan?
Aye.
Sutton Duane?
No.
Two bulls. Senator Bowe?
No.
Mr. President, ayes 14, nays 21.
House Bill 1110 has failed to receive an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect and is declared lost.